good. So again, let's talk today. Again, Ellie, you might have been around last year. I think I might have touched on this topic last year, but we're going to get into Inyani Pesach and talk about a thought that really goes through the entire Seder, and all the mitzvahs halayla, as we will see. The Vilna Gaon points out that generally mitzvos are done by day. Every mitzvah that we have, it's either 24 hours or mitzvah is done by day. Shofar is a daytime mitzvah. Megillah, the Iker Megillah, is a daytime mitzvah. The night one was added on, but it's really a daytime mitzvah. Lulav is a daytime mitzvah. All mitzvahs are by day. There's only one night that we have mitzvos to perform at night. Even Sukkot, okay, there's a mitzvah to eat in the first night of Sukkot because it's a Gzeirah Shavah from the night of Pesach. Really, it's from Matzah, Tesvav, Tesvav. So Pesach is unique in that there are mitzvos of the night. And that's the question, Manishtana Halayla Zeh Mikol Halelos. Now, why is this night different than other nights? Why is this night full of mitzvos? Right? Even Sfiras HaOmer, which we think, oh, that's a nighttime mitzvah. No. The mitzvah of Sfira for Tmimos is to count at the beginning of the night in order to have the whole day in the count. In order to have the whole day Nechshav as counted. So it's really a daytime. You just start, it's 24-hour mitzvah, but you start at the beginning of the night in order to get the whole day. But the question is, this night, we have uniquely nighttime mitzvos. And the question is, why exactly is it that the Pesach, Leil HaSeder, is unique in this regard? That's question number one. Question number two, we know there is a question that's dealt with by the Rishonim, why we don't have a bracha on Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the question is, why not? The Abu Dram writes in his commentary that it doesn't have a specific shear, doesn't have a specific amount, and any mitzvah that has no amount, you know, doesn't get a like stucca, like keep it of aim, so it doesn't get a bracha. Or we've mentioned in the past the Nesivos in his commentary on the Haggadah says, well, there's never a bracha on a mitzvah that is a bracha or is done in the context of brachos. So brachas ha-mazon doesn't get a brachas ha-mitzvah, or tefillah doesn't get a brachas ha-mitzvah, or any other mitzvah that's done in the context of brachos. For example, Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is done in the context of other mitzvos, Kiddush and Hallel and Birchas HaMazon and other mitzvos like that. And that's why that Nesiva says that Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't get its own bracha. But the Shibali Haleket, one of the Rishonim, Rav Tzidkiyahu HaRofe, says, maybe we do make a bracha. We do make a bracha on Sipur, and that's the bracha of Asher Galanu at the end of Magid. Asher Galanu v'Golas Avoseinu, that itself is a bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The question, though, is that... What? The Shibali Haleket. The Shibali Haleket says that we don't... we say a bracha, but it's the Asher Galanu. But the question is, so we know the rule usually is that birchas ha-mitzvahs are said before we do the mitzvah. We make the bracha, and then we do the mitzvah. It's over la-siyasan. Well, here... if it's Asher Galanu, that's after we did the mitzvah. That's at the end of Magid. And the question we may ask then is, why is this different? Why is this night? The first question of the Vilna Gaon, why is this night have mitzvahs in general? And the second question is, why here, if it's true that the bracha on Sipur is Asher Galanu, why is it a mitzvah bracha that we do at the end of the mitzvah and not at the beginning of the mitzvah? Number two. And finally, the third question, again, it's all going to go to the same root. The third question is that the Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Tufayin Gimel, we know there is a minhag that we have on the Seder night of doing urchatz. Urchatz, we wash our hands before we eat the vegetable dipped in salt water. Notal yada v'tzorach tibal rishon v'lo yivarech ala netila. Right, we don't make a bracha on this netila of karpas. You take a little bit less than a kezayis, you dip it in the vinegar, you say bari priyadama, and you don't make a bracha afterwards. The Taz on that halacha in Siman Tofai and Gimel, the Taz says that I think this is totally hypocritical. I think this is totally wrong. I don't think they did Urchatz in the Taz's house. Taz was the, remember, the son-in-law of the Bach. So I don't know exactly what happened in that by those Siddurim. But says the Taz, this is hypocritical. Why? This is something that we should be doing every night. Right? The Gemara, in the days of the Gemara, they were makpid on Tumah V'Tahara, and they washed their hands before eating wet vegetables. So if we're going to eat a wet vegetable, so then we should be makpid on making sure that our hands are washed and tahar every night of the year. And yet, we're only makpid on it on one night, at the Seder, as if we're like faking it. Says the Taz, you want to be careful about it? You think it's a chumrah? So why not during Aseres Yimei Tshuva? You should be careful about this halacha. Well, one night, Lel HaSeder, Elavadai, says the Taz, Ein kan el chisaron zihirus. He thinks it is inappropriate to do this for the night of the Seder because it's hypocritical. You don't do this the whole year, and now you're going to do it? He says you should never do it, or you should always do it. Why are you doing it, Dafka, this night, not the rest of the year? The question is, though, that's not the Minag Yisrael. The Minag Yisrael is to do it every single Seder, but not the rest of the year. So who are we tricking and who are we kidding? So again, question one, the Vilna Gaon, why are there mitzvahs balayla? How is this night different than all other nights? All other mitzvahs are done by Yom, and this night has mitzvahs that are done balayla. Number two, Sibriyus Yis Mitzrayim. There's no bracha, various reasons. One of the suggestions is that it's Asher Galanu, which is done at the end of the Seder. The question is, why isn't it done before we start the mitzvah, like all other mitzvahs, over Lasi Asan? And number three, the Minog of Urchatz, which seems to be somewhat hypocritical. Why are we doing Urchatz only one night and not all nights? So that's the question of the Taz, and how do we defend the Minog of Klal Yisrael? Okay, so now, those are introductory questions. Now let's get into the mitzvahs halayla themselves. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't we say that it's not hypocritical? You should be washing your hands for, you should be dipped into the liquid, right? So you can have a pickle if you wash your hands anyway.
So it's fine if you want to do that. But the question is, though, you should do that every night. Right, why are you only doing it once? You're doing it just tonight. You know, if we're not makbid about this halacha, so don't be makbid on it. And if we're makbid, says the Taz, so do it during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. You want to become spiritually, more serious. Why dafka the night of the Seder? You know, do it during Aseres Yimei Tshuva when we take upon ourselves other chumras. That's his question. Good. So as we're about to see, again, just to give a little bit of the secret away before we even start, we're going to analyze a couple of other of the mitzvahs halayla, and we will see that they're a little bit different than we normally see them or have them. We'll start off with maror. Start off with maror. We know there's a mitzvah, bizman hazeh derabanan, to eat maror. Says the Mishnah, im sachem daf lamed tes. Elu Yerachos Adam Yotzei Ben Dechavasa BePesach lists it off. Mitzdarfen leKezayis. The Mishnah Imsachem LaMetes. We have to have a Kezayis of Maror. Kezayis of Maror of the Roman lettuce. How do you know that you have to have a Kezayis of Maror? So I would have said, as the Yerayim says, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, Yerayim says because it says Matzos Umurorim Yochluhu. It says a lashon of Achila. You have to eat Maror, and we know Achila is beKezayis. That's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So that's Pashup Shat. There's a mitzvah to eat maror, and it says achila in the Torah for maror. So achila is bekezayis. But there is a much discussed rush, the rush in Sachim in Perek Yud Siman Chafei, a much discussed rush where the rush says that you know why you have to eat a kezayis of maror? Because the bracha that we say is al achilas maror. And because the bracha is al achilas maror, so every achila is a kezayis, and therefore you have to have a kezayis of maror. Okay, that's the rush. What's the problem? The reason that you have to have a kezayis of maror is because the bracha uses the lashon of achila? What does that mean? The bracha is derabanan.
The rabbis made up the bracha. What, on a Daraisa level, you don't need a Kezias? That's what it sounds like from the Rush. That on a Daraisa level, you don't need a Kezias for Marar. It's just that the rabbis enacted the bracha of Alach Yilas Marar, so therefore you need a Kezias of Marar. Says the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh, Simen Kuf. He says, I don't understand what the Rush is talking about. Midaraisa, you need a Kezias of Marar. Just like every mitzvah of Achila and every Aveira of Achila. The mitzvah of eating lechem aponim, let's say. Not exact, maybe that's not such a good example. The mitzvah of eating truma. The mitzvah, the los asay, of not eating any machalas asuros. It's always goes by kezias. So why does the Rush have to come up with, oh, it's because of the bracha, and that's why you need a kezias. As if mida oraisa, you don't need a kezias. So what exactly is the Rush driving at? What's the Rush driving at? And the Truma Sadesh and Paskins like this Rush, but this is the Shiloh. Rav Asher Weiss in his Agada says maybe the Rush doesn't really mean it, right? Maybe it means something that the rabbis are just reflecting the din of the Torah. But either way, the Pachup Shot of the Rush is that on a Torah level, you don't need a Kezias. How could that be? That's Marar. Let's move on to Matzah. The Shulchan Aruch says that Mevi'im Lefnei Baal Habayis Ka'ara Sheyesh Ba Shlosha Matzos. The Shagas Aryeh just is Medayik this from the Rush, the Pashup Shad of the Rush, that Me'ikar Hadin Mida Oraisa, you don't need a Kezias for Marar, and the Rabbanon enacted it. And the Shagas Aryeh is bothered. Right, how could that be? And also, Shagazai even asks, according to the Rush, Korech shouldn't eat a Kezias of Matzah, because you don't make a bracha on Korech. Right, and we do eat a Kezias for Korech. But either way, what exactly is the message of this Rush? Again, some don't want to accept a Kipshuto, but that's what it sounds like. Good. So Marar is different tonight. Let's go to Matzah. Matzah, the Shulchan Aruch says, when we bring matzah to the table, what do we bring in front of the Baal Bayis? Kara sheish ba shlosha matzos. Umarar v'charoses v'karpas o yerek acher. Three matzahs. That's what the minhag is of Klal Yisrael. We have three matzahs. Why do we need three matzahs for? Because you're going to break one. And you need lechem ishna. We're going to break one because one of the matzahs has to be broken. It has to be lechem oni, poor man's bread. A poor man doesn't have a whole matzah. So it has to be poor man's bread. So we break one, and you still need lechem mishnah, and therefore you need three matzahs. That's what we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. Shnayim, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shnayim mishol lechem mishnah, kishar yom tov, v'yachas kedei levatzah l'shtayim, and one to break in half. Chetzi lekayim ba mitzvah achilas matzah, has to eat for the matzah, to lechem oni, and the other half for afikom. Fine. But the Rambam and the Vilna Gaon paskins like the Rambam, two matzahs. Two matzahs, that's it. Not three, two matzahs. You break one, okay. You have 1.5 matzahs. That's your lechem mishnah for the night of the Seder. That's your lechem mishnah. And the question is, how could that be? Doesn't lechem mishnah require two whole matzahs, challahs? So that's what we passing, like Tosfos, like the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam and the Vilna Gaon say no. You have 1.5 matzahs. That's the Lechem Mishnah of Pesach. How could that be? So Marar is different. Seems like Marar is different. You don't need a Kezias Midaraisa according to the Rush. Matzah is different. Let's go to Dalakosos. The next mitzvah, right? There are four mitzvahs alayla. Two Daraisa, two Drabanan. What are the mitzvahs? Matzah, Daraisa, Marar, Drabanan, Sipur, Daraisa, Dalakosos, Drabanan. Those are the four mitzvahs halayla. So Dalet Kosos, we know that the halacha is that we each have to have four kosos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, hello?
Is there no mitzvah
of what, Hallel?
Yeah.
Hallel is part of Sibritis Mitzrayim, as we'll see soon. Hallel is part of Sipur. Says the, So says the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you have to drink Dalet Kosos. How much of the kos you have to drink? So the Shulchan Aruch has three levels. Shulchan Aruch says in Tafayin Beis, you have to drink the entire cup. kolo, lechatchila, kulo. That's why you're not supposed to use such a big cup at the Seder. You have to try to drink all of it, o rubo, or most of it. And if you can't do that, then drink male lugmav, which is the shear of Kiddush and Koshal Bracha throughout the year. Rov Revius. And the question we might ask is, you never have these levels of shiurim throughout the year. Drinking the whole cup, drinking the majority of the cup, that's only at the Seder. You have those two levels. No other time do we have such levels. Right? What do we always have? We always have Rov Revius. So why is this different? So, matzah is different. You only have 1.5 matzahs, according to some. Maror is different. Less than a kezias. And yayin is different. You have rov, kulo. So maybe the answer starts by looking at the final mitzvah. The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and as you just pointed out, the Hallel part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam says in Ilchus Chanukah, that Hallel, I'm not reading so much inside because you don't have it in front of you, but please feel free to look this up afterwards. The Rambam says that in Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah, that all Hallel is Durabanan. V'lo Hallel shel Chanukah bilvad, hu shemid devrei sofrim. Not only is Hallel Durabanan, ela kriyas ha-Hallel la'olam midevrei sofrim. Not only the Hallel of Chanukah, but Hallel is always Durabanan b'kol ha-yomim shegomer benes ha-Hallel. On all days that we recite Hallel, it is Durabanan. That's the Rambam. But if we think at Hallel at the Seder, it's different. Hallel at the Seder, Rashi already says. Rashi says in Pesachim Lamed Vav, one of the pshatim of Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onin Alav Dvarim Harbe, the matzah that you say a lot of things, V'omrim Alav Haggadah. Omrim Alav Atzah Hallel. Sorry, V'omrim Alav Haggadah. Lechem Oni, that's referring to Hallel. Hallel is a kiyum d'oraisa at the Seder. Hallel is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim at the Seder. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, when he talks about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, he mentions Hallel in the mitzvah. Uvahodos lo yisbarach al kol mashagamalanu mechasadav. The Sefer HaChinuch mentions in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, lahallel ulushabech Hashem yisbarach. So Hallel at the Seder is d'oraisa. So that's different. Hallel is always d'rabanan. And all of a sudden, when we come to the Seder, Hallel's Daraisa. The Ran even says, again, most of us maybe don't make this, but the Ran even says in Megillah, you're supposed to try to finish Hallel before Chasos. Because there's also part connected to the Karban Pesach, connected to the mitzvah. So Hallel's Daraisa. How could it be Daraisa? I thought Hallel's always Durabanan. So maybe the whole secret of everything comes down to one line in Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon quoted in the Ran in Pesachim, where Rav Haigon says, there's another difference about this Hallel. There's no bracha on this Hallel. We don't say Asher Kedushanu B'Hallel B'Sivanu at the beginning of this Hallel. Why not? Why don't we say a bracha on this Hallel at the Seder? So the formulation of Rav Haigon is, She'ein anu korin oso b'toras korin, Ela b'toras omer shira. Because we don't say this Hallel as a mitzvah of recital, of kriya, but we say it as a shira, as a song. What does that mean? And how is that the basis for not making a bracha? So Rav Soloveitchik writes, beautifully, quoted by a number of Mefarshim, the Rav writes, what's the Hallel at the end of the Seder? It's not the former Hallel that we say the rest of the year. It is a very unique Hallel. What is it? At the end of the Seder, we've been speaking about, and then the Magid, we've been speaking about Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim for 2 hours. And now we lead up, and Hashem did this, and we were Maschil Bignus, Umesayim Bishvach, and we're leading up, and Dayenu, Hashem did everything for us, Pesach, Matzah, Morar, and then we come to the end of Magid, and then, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to stop and say, okay, everybody, get ready. It is time for us to recite the Hallel. Everybody, get ready, and let's make a bracha and do this. No, says Rav Soloveitchik, This Hallel is not a formal recitation of Hallel. This Hallel at the end of Magid is supposed to be a spontaneous outpouring of emotion that we just scream out the Hallel and we cannot say Hallel. This is what we need to do. We need to thank Hashem at that moment. We need to just overflow with Shiros v'Sishbachos. That's what we need to do. Saying a bracha would formalize it. Saying a bracha would legalize, okay, we recite Hallel. We're not reciting Hallel. We're singing Hallel. We're overflowing with emotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hallel. And that's how Hallel at the night of the Seder is a different kind of Hallel. And if we take a step back for a minute, maybe this idea could help us with everything else that we've spoken about also. On this night of Pesach, we have a lot of mitzvahs to do. And a lot of mitzvahs that connect to mitzvahs that we do the whole year. But Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that mitzvah redefines all the mitzvos halayla. It takes the mitzvahs that we find throughout the year and makes it different. And makes them have a different character. It's the mitzvah, but it's a little different. It's Hallel, but it's a different kind of Hallel. And let's go back to some of the other ones. This night is a night that, even before we go back to the other ones, it's a night that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim adjusts the mitzvos to fit into the theme of the evening. Sometimes l'chumra, sometimes l'kula. It's just different. Marar. Marar doesn't need a kezias. How can it not need a kezias? It's a mitzvah in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah d'oraisa, the marar. No. Marar is about the merirus. It's about the bitterness. So I might have thought, on a d'oraisa level, there's no shir, because this isn't a regular mitzvah sachila. Right? This is about experiencing the bitterness of the galus. That's what the message of Marar is supposed to be. So therefore, midaraisa, maybe you don't need a kezias. The Rabbanan enacted the Brichas Achila. But the Iker is the Hargasha, right? The Gemara says if somebody put Marar in between like two leaves and you swallowed it without tasting it, no, it doesn't work. You're not Yotze. But in Tam Marar Veleka. You need the Tam of the Marar. So Marar is a mitzvah Achila, but it's redefined because of the requirements of Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Matzah, lechem mishnah. How could you have one and a half? Right, you always need two whole ones. What do you need one and a half for? What's the answer? Because this lechem mishnah is a different lechem mishnah than the rest of the year. This is lechem oni lechem mishnah, and lechem oni lechem mishnah. That's a different type of lechem mishnah. It's a poor man's lechem mishnah, and it could be one and a half. It's not two different values. There's Lechem Mishnah and Lechem Oni that are fighting with each other. No, this is the Lechem Mishnah of the Seder. It is Lechem Oni. And it's redefined because of the Laila. That might be a Kula, but now we even have a Chumra. Dalakosos, Lechadchila, the whole cup. Most of the cup. We never find that anywhere. The answer is because here, you're royalty. Tonight, we're kings. Tonight, we're princes. And therefore, maybe that demands a higher level of, right, royalty, aristocracy. They drink the whole cup. The whole cup is drunk by kings, and therefore, we drink the whole cup at the Seder. So, Maror could be less, and Dalet Kosos could be more. It's just different. And what about getting back to the Taz? Isn't it hypocritical? How do we do this night? The answer is no. It's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires us that we relive and re-experience and feel as if we're in the Beis HaMikdash, as if we're eating Karban Pesach. Right? That's why we lean. We are mesubin, even though it's not so comfortable for us to be mesubin. We generally aren't mesubin, but no. It's kilu, we're in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, we can do Urchatz, even though we don't always do Urchatz. because this evening the mitzvos are redefined. There's just one that we didn't answer yet. The Shibali Haleket. Why do we make a bracha at the end of the mitzvah? Shouldn't we make a bracha at the beginning of the mitzvah? So I remember this was part of a Shabbos HaKadosh Drasha 5 years ago. I was very excited when I found this following source. Generally, a berachas mitzvah is made before you do a mitzvah. There are a couple of exceptions to the rule. One of them is a bracha that a ger makes when he goes to the mikvah. A ger can't make a bracha before he goes to the mikvah. He's not Jewish yet. So a ger has to make the bracha before he goes to the mikvah, before he does tevila. Says the Chassam Sofer, we were all gerim the night of Pesach. We were all being transformed into Avdei Hashem. Again, obviously not fully until Matan Torah, but we were all being transformed. We were like gerim, and therefore we couldn't say the bracha until afterwards. The bracha on Sipur, which is a chiyuv for us to feel ki'ilu we left Mitzrayim, ki'ilu hu yatzami Mitzrayim, he says, we wait. It's like birchas ger that we need after. We need to say after. Chassam Sofer writes that in a drasha. We were still in a state of avodah zara beforehand, so we say it after, and that's what we say at night. Because this, again, this bracha is a different kind of bracha. The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires this to be different. And finally, maybe the secret of it all, the amazing punchline. Not only are the mitzvahs halayla redefined, but the night itself is redefined. The Vilna Gaon, the Gra asks, that Rashi quotes in Parshas Bo, we laned it yesterday, that we all got bris milah the night of Pesach. We all had bris milah the night of Pesach in order to eat the Karman Pesach that night. So that night we all had bris milah. Ask the Gra, you can only do a bris milah by Yom. You can't do a bris milah at night. So how does Rashi say? Perek Yud Gimel, Pasik, Perek Yud Beis, Pasik Vav. How do you do bris milah at night? Says the Gra, because this night isn't really night. This night is like day. There's no night, the night of the Seder. Laila Kayom Ya'ir, as the phrase goes. Vigadato, what does it say? Vigadato Levincha, Bayomahu. Bayomahu. What do you mean Bayomahu? Vigadato Levincha. The mitzvah of Haggadah, Sipur, is at night. The Torah says Bayomahu. Not just the calendaric day, but it's day. So you could do Bris Milah at night. So not only are the mitzvos redefined, not only are we supposed to be redefined by Gerim, but the night itself is redefined. Right? It's a Lel Shimurim. The Rama quotes that those who have the three pages of a Hamapil, you don't say Hamapil in a regular way. You only say the bracha. You don't say all the other pages. Why? Because it's a Lel Shimurim. What does that mean? Maybe it's not nighttime. It's not dangerous. And this is the message of Lel HaSeder. The mitzvahs are redefined. We are redefined. And even the night itself is redefined. And the message for us is that we have to make sure that we allow ourselves to be redefined through the Pesach experience. Again, we still have no idea, you know, still 2.5 weeks, still Pesach, and we're davening that as soon as possible, things can get back to quote-unquote normal, quote-unquote, you know, where we see things are going. Again, it's still out of our control. We don't know. But what we have to do is to try to get ourselves ready in order to be in a place where we can allow Pesach and the Seder to redefine us, to shape us, just like it shapes all of the mitzvahs halayla, it should shape and help redefine who we are. Yeah, there's a hand up. So the halal after Ma'ariv, it's also a different kind of halal. That's more one, that's like the halal of all year. That's a halal, that's a reciting halal.
What we're just talking about is the challah at the end of the Seder, right? That's one that's supposed to be, spontaneous outpouring of emotion because of what we feel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, there's a lot more here, but this is just one thought. I hope, B'ez Hashem, probably the next two shiurim, one will do the halachas of the Seder. We'll go through the Seder as much as we can. And then one will be the Haggadah Shir. So I think those will be the Shirim that we have. Maybe we'll split the Haggadah Shir into two because it'll be long. But could bring your Haggadahs, bring notes and paper, and we'll try to get through that during the next two Shirim. Again, one a Halacha and one the Haggadah Shir, Divrei Hashkafa. Sound good? Everybody good? Anything else?
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.
Okay, I recorded the Shir, so I'm going to send it out. It was just in two parts because I stopped.